This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Boy, oh boy, some of you are getting some of it. Those tornadoes just won't let go, will they? We're going to talk about that. And obviously, the former president, Donald Trump, flying into New York and making his appearance tomorrow in a Manhattan courtroom is big, big news. And in the court of public opinion, a lot of opinion is thumbs up pro-Trump, while others are about it, and still yet others say this is all just ridiculous in the mix. So where do you fall? A lot of people had a lot to say in the mailbag, and we're to get there coming up in our third segment here in this first hour. But hey, how are you doing? Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us on the show. Let's dive into the weather, because I feel like I let you down if I don't perform the duties of a weather person. It is kind of ironic. There was 2 seconds in my life where I almost went into the weather. Who knew that it would come back? But seriously, these tornadoes, oh, no joke, these twisters. 32 people so far dead because of these violent storms. And because of the power of the drones now, you can really get a sense of what that destruction looks like from overhead. Not that there weren't aerial shots in the past, but when you see some of the drone footage, it just brings tears to your eyes. I mean, seriously, you have no soul if you don't just feel something for these people. It was just an onslaught of tornadoes spawning storms on Friday and then into the weekend, obliterating houses, ripping roofs off buildings, wiping out power, the same things we always talk about. And, of course, the emergency disaster declarations and, you know, 50 confirmed tornadoes. It's talking about it afterwards, how big they were, how many, 50, can you imagine, in several states in the South and the Midwest, barely recovering and then getting hit again by more tornadoes, right? Severe storms, by the way, on Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday. Guess where? Springfield, Missouri, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, some other cities in this mix, St. Louis, Des Moines, Little Rock, Arkansas, which, of course, was already ravaged by a violent tornado on Friday. And they have these now risks that they put out, the Storm Prediction Center. And they put a moderate risk, a level 4 out of 5, for southern Missouri, northwest Arkansas, southeastern Oklahoma, saying that the possibility is rising that you could see in those areas rare and dangerous overnight tornadoes and the damaging winds. And to me, that's the worst. When you are sleeping, when it's the middle of the night and the tornado rears its ugly head, and then another one and another one. And a level 4 risk means widespread and intense storms are likely. So that's the same that's also standing for parts of Iowa, Illinois, northern Missouri. You get it. It's forecast to be pretty rough. I just look at a map every day, and I look at the risks and what it shows. And you get some really big red spots in the areas that I just mentioned, but it doesn't mean the people surrounding areas couldn't be in that danger either, like in parts of Michigan and Wisconsin and parts of Texas being touched by this. Our friends in Mississippi again, and then also in Louisiana. Of course, not where the big red zone is, but still not completely out of the woods. So I feel like I mentioned a different town every single time on the air that's been just obliterated. This time, the city of Wynn, Arkansas, 8,300 people, give or take, that's the population. They say virtually just cut in half by a tornado. It sliced the city from west to east, just destroyed tons of homes, killed at least 4 people. And the mayor, I was glad to hear this, the mayor of this small town said It's going to take resources way beyond our means to recover. This town is not recovering without a lot of help. And, of course, you're going to slap an EF3, which means you've got winds that are maybe 136, could be a little bit higher than that. You have people that have no homes, no belongings, barely survived. I mean, the stories just abound. Just like what we heard in McNairy County in Tennessee, that 15 people died because of the wicked weather over the weekend. So we understand. Look at that theater, Apollo Theater in Belvedere, Illinois. A roof collapses. 200 people are inside listening to a heavy metal band. They have to extract most of the people trying to rescue them. Four people were killed. One person after the roof collapsed because they were in that zone right underneath it. And speaking of zones, the best way to describe it, because I am constantly having to do this, and I feel like this is where we need to start because it's the common denominator for all of us. It's the humanness. It's like a war zone. I mean, that's what it looks like. It looks like a war zone. It's the best way to describe some of these towns that I mentioned and how they have just ripped these houses apart. But yet, looking like a bomb went off, many of these people are just grateful to be alive because their neighbors aren't alive. Their neighbors aren't alive. So there's all kinds of special things that are set up, and we're going to talk about them later in the week. We know that Red Cross is always there, and if you can give a couple bucks here and there, that helps. I know people that have done things with the Red Cross, and they do a good job on site. But it's going to take a lot for some of these towns to rebuild, no doubt about that. A lot is going to have to happen here. All right, so the president, the ex-president, former president, Donald Trump, flew in on his Trump jet from Mar-a-Lago, from Florida, into New York. There weren't a lot of people protesting at Trump Tower. There were more, it was described as more reporters than protesters. There's not going to be any handcuffs. It doesn't look like there's going to be a mugshot. We don't know that for sure, but that's kind of what I'm hearing, and I think that's out there being reported. He's going to appear before the judge, and he's going to plead not guilty to whatever the counts are, and the counts could be up to 34 felony counts. Now, we don't know that for sure because this indictment has to be ripped open. It's sealed now, yet at this point, the trial is not, you know, if we get to all these different parts of it, but it's not going to be televised. The judge isn't going to let news cameras broadcast the arraignment. So some still photographers are going to be allowed before the proceedings where the former president will hear the 30-plus criminal charges against him. But there's not going to be any kind of video that's going to come from this courthouse at this point, because that is exactly what the judge has said. So there's going to be all kinds of reporters, I think, tripping over themselves to get the best vantage point and to get what they can out of this arraignment. And you can bet it's dominating some of the conversation, along with, of course, the weather, which I just went through some of the hairy areas of the tornadoes. But so far, everything is pretty peaceful. And even the mayor of New York said, you don't want to mess with us. We don't want any problems in this city. We'll see if that holds up. Coming up, we just scratched the surface. Hey, who won the men's championship in college hoop? I'll talk about that and a few other things along the way.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
This one from NASA. The four astronauts have been picked for the first crewed moon mission in 50 years. Wow, it's been 50 years. That's the first thing that hit me. So the four are Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch, Jeremy Hansen from Canada. And it was interesting to see them do kind of a little photo op. It's going to happen next year. It's Artemis 2. It's going to be 10 days. That's the expectation. It's a lunar flyby. So it'll take off in November of 2024. Imagine getting ready for that mission. I started thinking about this. And they all have massive experience, and they were picked for various reasons for what they can do, obviously, aboard the spacecraft. But it's going to build on Artemis 1, which was an uncrewed test mission that sent the Orion capsule on a 1.4 million mile voyage to lap the moon that concluded in December. You remember that. So it was deemed a success, and the whole idea is, what are we going to do with the data that's collected? And then these astronauts that go up, this will be them again orbiting the moon, doing that whole thing. And the idea is to bring more astronauts back up to the moon. So they're going to go out beyond the moon. So they're going to the moon, going out beyond the moon, potentially further than any human has traveled in history. What are you thinking about in your brain? I get it, they're astronauts. And, you know, it used to be, it's like when you ask kids, and kids don't know, you ask kids, what do you want to do? I want to take care of dogs. I want to be that thing, a veterinarian. I want to be a fire person. I want to be an astronaut. Right? I can remember kids saying they wanted to be astronauts. And at this announcement, there were a lot of kids that were just beyond excited. I saw some video of them. They just were screaming, jumping up and down, 7, 8, 9-year-old kids, just the excitement in the air over seeing these astronauts and hearing about this voyage. But it doesn't happen until November of 2024, like I said. But it's a big one, especially if it's that beyond the moon shot, which is, of course, what they're talking about. And I'm sure you'll hear more about all those astronauts that I mentioned, but it's very fascinating to me to see what then happens with the data, how you sell that to the American people. Are people still excited about voyages out beyond what our mind can even process? I mean, we've talked about it. We've had people on. We've had astronauts on. It's been a long time. But there are a lot of questions that would be interesting to ask and find out. And so we'll do some digging. We have plenty of time because it's not until 2024. Connecticut made the best of it. Connecticut defeated San Diego State to win their fifth NCAA men's basketball title. And, you know, it wasn't close. I mean, I say it wasn't close, not the whole game, but at the end, 76-59 was the final score. So, you know, UConn just quietly was rolling through the tournament. Not the sexiest of teams, not the Cinderella upset special. They won 6 tournament games by at least 10 points, though. The closest game, a 13-point win over the University of Miami in the semifinals, which got them into this final. I think a lot of people kind of just, I don't know if wrote them off is the right way to say that, but just kind of looked beyond them. And I know we got a lot of people listening in Connecticut, some grads from UConn. So, hey, the Huskies just roll. That's what they do. They just go, and then they say, yeah, thank you very much. We'll take another trophy. So another trophy for UConn. A big, big deal, certainly to these kids, some of them who won't play again next year and aren't going to go pro and move on to whatever else happens in their lives. All right, this one, I hate hearing this information, but I think it's important. The Nashville school shooter fired 152 rounds. That's what they've uncovered, obviously, during the attack. It was planned. This is the key thing. It's planned over a period of months. The police searched the house of the shooter and searched the car and found all kinds of manifestos and all kinds of information. So the 3 children and the 3 adults that were horribly killed in Nashville last week, that's what we're talking about, 152 rounds. They still don't have that motive. You know, just that the attack was planned over a period of months and that the shooter was studying other mass murders, right? Acted alone, was looking up what other people had done, got the guns over a long period of time, legally over a couple of years. What was the good thing, which is hard to use the word good because nothing good happened in those moments, except the response was quick, it was accurate, immediate. The 2 officers, the first ones that got there, boom, no hesitation, no messing around, got in there, went after the shooter right away and took the shooter down as soon as they could. But it was 14 minutes after the shooter went in. Because it could have been even worse. There could have been more children, more adults killed in this horrible, horrible school attack. And the school shooting, you know, you look at how many school shootings there have been. You think of Uvalde and what happened there. And in this case, they just knew, we're going in, we're doing what we have to do, the body cam's on, that's it, boom. And just so, so sad. The people in Nashville who are at a loss, even not having a connection to the people in the Covenant School, the Christian school, many turned out to drop flowers in front of the school, to write something to the surviving relatives, just feeling like, what can we do? How do we put our arms around these people when the unthinkable happens? You know, how do we do that? All right, I'm bouncing back up to what is surely going to be a wild Tuesday. Wild in the sense that everything's going to surround the court of public opinion of what's going to happen at this arraignment and how do you feel and, you know, what do you think about this indictment? Is there problems with the indictment and everything else in between? And there's all kinds of polls that are out. So CNN put a poll out. 60% of Americans, according to their poll, approve of the indictment of former President Donald Trump. And this poll was conducted following immediately the news that the New York grand jury voted to charge him in connection with hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels, the adult film actress. About three quarters of Americans say politics played at least some role in the decision to indict Trump, including 52% who say it played a major role. The thing that's interesting to look at is independents. Independents, largely in this poll, lined up in support of the indictment. 62% approved of it, 38% disapproved. It wouldn't be surprised if you look at party lines where it goes. Democrats, 94% approve, right? And then you look at Republicans, 79% disapprove, 54% strongly disapprove. So a split in a few different areas, but along party lines, I would say, is what you're seeing in this and seeing in some of the other polls, too, as well. And even if you look just at the question of the politics, right, you look at the question of that. And, of course, the former president is making a run in 2024. So you look at that, most Americans, 76%, believe politics played that at least some role in that decision to indict the former president, who is both a former president and current candidate for the Republican presidential nomination. The world turns, and it just keeps on turning, doesn't it? All right, coming up, your thoughts on that and other things happening across this country and the planet. Coming up as we hit the mailbag.
Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is investigating reports of an Israeli airstrike targeting a senior Iranian military commander in Syria Monday. The strike occurred near the Iranian embassy in Damascus, and several sources indicate that the commander from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was killed in that attack. Crews have initiated a crucial phase in the process of reopening the port of Baltimore. The Coast Guard has declared the establishment of a temporary channel for commercially essential vessels close to the area affected by the collapse of the Key Bridge. Filing tax returns has become a source of stress for Gen Z. A survey conducted by Cash App Taxes reveals that one out of every four individuals in that age bracket feels the need to seek therapy to cope with the anxiety of tax filing. Tax professionals note that many Gen Z clients are filing taxes for the first time, and they lack the fundamental knowledge. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's just dive right into it. And a reminder right at the top, 24/7, Kate at Kate Delaney Radio. That's how you can get us 24/7 once again. Trent says, Kate, wow. New York City, I have to tell you, I just was through the other day. They are definitely stepping up their security measures, if you want to call it that. I think that anybody who tries to go crazy in any sort of way outside that courthouse in Manhattan, which I was by, will absolutely be cuffed and dragged off. There are still barricades everywhere, and I think the city is very prepared in case some nut jobs decide that they want to do something that's not peaceful. I'm all for the peaceful end of it. I think some of this is ridiculous. In fact, I want to hear all of the charges, but I think it's really sad that you have to prepare for something like this because people are out of their minds when it comes to the politics of the day, their over-the-top feelings, or whatever it might be. I don't even have a great way to describe this. What's your two cents on it? Well, I would say the same thing, except for that I would not be the mayor. If I were the mayor of New York, if I were the police commissioner, of course I would say we're not going to have any kind of thing that happened January 6th like in Washington. We're not going to have that happen here in New York. peaceful, fine, outrageous, setting things on fire. But I would say that anywhere if I was the mayor of whatever town and whatever was happening. But, yeah, I mean, thanks for that steel barricades deal. I heard that, too, from somebody, that they're also up at Trump Tower, but there's more reporters than even any protesters. And the courthouse, they've been putting up those barriers for a while now for the possible protests, which I think there will be some protests, but I don't think it's going to be out of control. Of course, I don't have a crystal ball to completely know that. The New York City police definitely have put up massive security measures, and they're on alert. They're ready to respond. Everybody's been told to wear their blues, no matter what department they work in. So, yeah, we'll just have to see how all of this is treated. It's going to happen late in the afternoon. It's happening after 2 o'clock Eastern, as far as the arraignment's concerned. All right, Max had something to say about this, too, as well. And he says, Kate, it would be so wild if the guy who arranged the hush money, Michael Cohen, the former lawyer who did time for Donald Trump, for the former president, it'd be so wild if it's his word that really brings down the former president. It seems that there are so many other things that have been talked about as far as indictments, that this one, how does it have so many felony counts surrounding it? And do you think some of them will get thrown out? I do. I think some of them will not stand up. It is a lot. So I am curious as to what else is involved with this. And I can only speculate through attorneys I've talked to and other people who feel like they're in the know. I mean, the person who's in the know the most is really Michael Cohen. And he's already said a lot of what he's talked about in the past, in his book and everything else, and when he cooperated and then went to prison. So I imagine that he has to be the star witness, so to speak, for Alvin Bragg, the district attorney in Manhattan. And remember, it was up to that grand jury. So what did they hear? And what was the grand jury? Who were the grand jury comprised of that they heard this and this was their decision? I've never served on a grand jury, but I know people who have. Sometimes, just coincidentally, they got a high-profile case. I know my mother went through that and talked about what that was like and the attitudes of people and then going through the evidence and deciding on what, moving forward, what was going to happen. So Tuesday's a big day because then those charges, we want to know the charges more specifically. The overall umbrella, we get it. It's connected to that 2016 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Okay, but then how do you draw it from there? Because the attorney for Donald Trump is saying the money was personal funds, and then the whole thing is, was it election money? Was it campaign money? All of that. So that's got to play into this, certainly. All right, and then this one is from Jake, and he says, Kate, you know what? I am a Republican. I've always voted Republican, but I can't say that I like every single Republican. I would imagine that Democrats who are what I would call of normal sound mind probably don't like every single Democratic representative. But I'm not crazy about Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think that she sets people off somehow, some way. She has a following. And she's going to be in New York at a so-called peaceful rally. I would imagine that there will be a lot of people with eyes on Marjorie Taylor Greene to make sure that it's all peaceful and she doesn't whip the crowd up into a frenzy. Do you know anything more about what she's planning on doing? I know that she's going to join the New York Young Republican Club, and they are saying it's a peaceful rally against the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's investigation, so no surprise that's why. I mean, that's why she's going to New York, but that they had planned that, and so she jumped on that, and that she is, you know, that she's going to be there front and center, that she's going to be with them, and that they've said over and over again to come and join the rally, but they've emphasized the word peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. So, yeah, I mean, listen, she has the ear of Kevin McCarthy. She meets weekly with McCarthy, and the minority leader invites her to some high-profile policy meetings, defense spending, etc. But, you know, when you have the ear of the Speaker of the House and, you know, you're cultivating your ideas and you're having conversations, etc., I mean, she's a high-profile name, certainly. And this is a high-profile moment that's happening and unfolding in New York. And I don't think you're going to see any other representatives there. I don't think you're going to see Jim Jordan or anyone else. But Marjorie Taylor Greene has definitely said she's going. She's going to be with the New York Young Republican Club. All right. Let's jump to a couple of other thoughts that were thrown into the mailbag. This one was from Tex. Well, I love that, Tex. I don't think I've ever known a Tex in my life, other than a nickname for somebody. So Tex says, "Hey girl, hope you're doing well in Florida. We certainly miss you here in the great state. I see that Disney is laying off a bunch of people. Boy, it seems like everywhere you turn, there are layoffs, 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 and yet we're told that we're not really in any kind of recession, but it certainly feels like, why are all these people getting laid off? And I think Disney is laying off a lot of employees, and certainly those tech companies have done the same. I have a young daughter who just graduated with honors, proud dad, and she got a job with a social media company, and luckily she was not laid off, but a couple of her friends were laid off. It is scary times for some of these young people who have worked their butts off in college to be coders and do things that are in the computer realm that are part of what the future is, and then they find themselves just at the wrong spot at the wrong time. Yeah, good luck to your daughter. Wow, how about that? I have a friend whose daughter graduated from Georgia Tech, and she loves what she does, and she was a smart cookie, too, and she works for Meta, and she didn't get laid off either in those two rounds of layoffs. But anyway, Disney CEO Bob Iger said that they're just going to do these three rounds of cuts, and that it's going to be a total of 7,000 jobs altogether, because they're trying to streamline their operations. So in other words, things that weren't working, they're not going to be doing anymore. Because Disney isn't just Disney. They have their hands, if you think just the traditional parks or the movies or whatever, there's other entertainment services, etc., that they have. So that's what they're dealing with. Ooh, that's scary when it's like waves, though, right? Because that means people feel like they're on eggshells, and they want to know if they're going to be part of that layoff or not. But they are told, oh, don't worry, you'll be safe. It's like my sister-in-law, she works for Salesforce, and they dumped a ton of jobs. And that's the first thing immediately I sent her a text, are you okay? She had just started working there, and she worked her rear end off to get that job. And she said, well, everybody says it's safe, and she was luckily safe in that round of layoffs, but that feeling of uneasiness that certainly is permeating around Disney, I'm sure. All right, and then one last one. This one is a good one. This one is from Jack, who says, boy, God bless those people going through all that nonsense with these tornadoes. Kate, it is so dangerous when you talk about tornadoes and warnings and trying to figure it all out. Just take cover when you hear tornadoes are coming. Good advice. Take cover. Figure out what that cover is. That's the key thing. Email us anytime, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Thank you. Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's time to invade the mad cave.
Ah, yes, from the man cave, aka Roman Cave. Everybody, welcome to a little sports talk here because a lot of you asked for it. So, frankly, we throw it into the show, part of the mix of what we talk about. And sports is the great uniter for a lot of people. Music is a great uniter for a lot of people. I fall into both of those categories. I'm not musically inclined, but I love music, so I love to go listen to live music. And, of course, I have a love for sports. My latest rendition of Invade the Man Cave will be coming out soon. I've been working hard with my editor on that, updating all the sports that we talk about in my book, Invade the Man Cave. So I will be updating this. UConn, with its fifth NCAA men's national title, 76-59. I mentioned it briefly at the top. Congratulations to them. That's huge. It's huge because they shouldn't. I mean, they were a competitive team. They were absolutely considered to be a favorite, but, I mean, they were the number four seed. But I think because there was something about the glamour of some of the other teams that weren't expected to get there, there wasn't a lot of conversation about them, which I don't understand why. Because they just shut down the Aztecs offense, and they played incredibly well. Like what they do. They did what they did so well. And it's the reason why they've won in the past, no matter who the coach is. And, you know, now the win draws UConn even with Duke and Indiana in a tie for fourth place in the race for the most titles in college hoop history. So you got to think about those championships, and this is a very, very big one for them. The Huskies have won titles with three different head coaches. Dan Hurley now is part of that. So good for him. Yeah. And they were able to do it with strength all the way around. In the paint, gunning when they had to, great rebounding, and they won. They get to cut down the nets. It's a big deal. So they're not the only team that got to cut down the nets. I talked about this briefly the other day on my last show, but pretty exciting. LSU and Iowa tangle for the women, and there were actually a lot of people watching this. So LSU, 102-85 over Iowa. Crazy amount of scoring, crazy. And the White House, the First Lady, wants to have Iowa's women's team there as well, in addition to LSU. So usually you just have the winner, but I think the excitement for the high scoring and all of that is something that's been pretty interesting for people to talk about. That, wow, so you could play devil's advocate and say, well, what about some of that defense? But it is incredible, and you can't take anything away from that. And it shattered this women's title game, shattered the audience record. So people were paying attention to this. 9.9 million viewers on ABC and ESPN2. That's according to Nielsen. You know how big of a jump that is? That's a 103% jump over last year. 103% jump. So, wow. Wow to that. I'm so excited I can't talk. LSU, I think, had something to do with that. The first national title in their history on network TV with the very big, big, big win. That, the first time, you know, for the win over UConn's win over Tennessee in 1995, that game drew 7.4 million. So this one was 9.9. I mean, you just don't see ratings like that, especially for women's basketball. So, again, congratulations to them. That is very, very big news. All right, I was in Miami for the Miami Open, and Daniil Medvedev won for the men. He beat the Italian player Jannik Sinner to win it all. And I talked to him a couple of times throughout the tournament. Just an amazing player, is having a great run. On the woman's side, you had Petra Kvitova who won. But there was a player that I think, an American player, who was absolutely amazing to watch because he was so excited. When you think of the work, you think of athletes and what they do. And this kid, Christopher Eubanks, he was more than 100th in the world. From Atlanta, Georgia, really tall, 6'7", seems like he weighs nothing. I stood next to him a couple of different times, 26 years old. He's just killing it, really believing in himself and doing what he could to put himself in a good spot. And in fact, I went to his quarterfinal match against this Daniil Medvedev, who eventually won, and he played him so good. I mean, he lost, but he played him tight. Jamie Foxx was sitting just below me, and he was there giving Eubanks earlier a pep talk because they had a rain delay, and he was giving him a pep talk. He was there to watch him, and he was pretty exciting to watch. And when he knew that he broke 100, when he knew the day that he broke 100, and right after he got off the court, it was so exciting to hear the joy in his voice and what he had to say. Here's Chris Eubanks.
Like, growing up, like, I was never the best junior. Like, I was never, like, the best in my state, really, or, like, the best in my section. Never was best in the nation, like, a lot of that stuff. But I just, like, just practice and just work. It was just like, hey, whatever happens, have everything. You know, I got a college scholarship. It's great. I said I wanted to play pro. Don't know if I really meant it. And then it was a good summer, and I was like, oh, maybe I can play pro. But I don't know if I ever really. I knew I had the game to compete with top 100 guys. I didn't know if I had the consistency to like actually get win enough matches to get there. And it's like now I'm. It's crazy. Wow, this is weird.
Yeah. So he's 85 as of today. He's ranked 85th. In the world. So congratulations to him. The American men and the American women tennis players too are doing well, and there's a couple that are ranked in the top 10. And now here's Chris Eubanks, and I think we'll watch him, and he'll keep moving up, and did really well to find himself in that position where he got into the quarterfinals, and is again a pretty exciting story to take away from Miami. There's no doubt about that. All eyes will be on Atlanta, his hometown, because in the golf world it's time for the Masters, and there could be some tense moments because there's some of the players that are playing in the Masters are on that LIV tour, which is the enemy tour to the PGA, and there's some hard feelings about that. So the Masters starts on Thursday. I don't think we're going to see anything on the course that will reek of it, but there'll be some stories that'll be written about it for sure, because they have like a champions dinner, and some of the champions are part of the LIV tour, and they'll be playing at the Masters. So, you know, even Fred Couples, who's a former Masters winner and one of the greats, former greats of the game, he didn't step away from the comments that he made about the LIV Golf League players who have criticized the tour. He said, I have no problem with any of them. Just please do not bash a tour that I have 43 years invested in. He said, it bothers the hell out of me. They don't bother me. They really don't. They're golfers. I'm a golfer. I respect them all. But if you're giving Phil Mickelson $200 million at the age of 52 to shoot 74 and 75, God bless you. That's what he said. And he said, also, I've told everyone Sergio is one of the top 10 players I've ever seen hit a ball, but if he's going to make comments about the tour I play, I'm going to make a comment back, and if it's offensive, I apologize, but they're on another tour. Go play and have a good time. So these people will all be getting together during the Masters, and it tees off, like I said, on Thursday. It's the first time many members of the LIV Golf League, which is backed by the Saudis, and the PGA Tour have competed in the same tournament since St. Andrews in July. 18 LIV Golf League players were invited to play at Augusta. Woohoo! Fun times. All right, my friends, this hour is in the books. Be sincere, be safe, and please be sane.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.